This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. USDA is reporting a drop in condition ratings for soybeans and a possible frost in parts of the upper Midwest. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
USDA is reporting a drop in condition ratings for soybeans.
The biggest story for entering September is to see how some of these late rains in the Midwest have affected later maturing corn and soybeans.
That is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. There was no change to the corn condition rating this week, with the number remaining at 65% good to excellent.
But the rain did not fall where it was most needed for soybeans, which tend to be affected by later summer weather more so than corn.
Soybean condition ratings dropped about 3% to 65% good to excellent.
Largely due to crops running out of moisture in the easternmost part of the Corn Belt.
In the far upper Midwest, slow corn and soybean development is causing concerns, with possible frost in the forecast this weekend, says Rippey.
That is something we will need to watch with that later developing corn and soybeans in the far upper Midwest.
Rippey expands on the soybean crop development numbers.
Soybean progress. We are looking at 94% of the crop setting pods by September 1st, 1 point ahead of the five-year average, equal to last year at this time. And then in terms of soybeans dropping leaves, 13% on September 1st. That is ahead of the five-year average of 10%, equal to last year's 13%. And we have a pretty long list of states, six of them, where the soybean dropping leaves progress is at least 10 percentage points ahead of the five-year average pace. It also extends into the southern and eastern Corn Belt.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.